Don't get me wrong, I think having a happy, healthy, romantic relationship is really important, but I just think that as a society, we should stop limiting our love, you know, and start sharing it amongst other people. Not just amongst our family and friends, but also our neighbours, our strangers and colleagues. I mean, do you not think people are a bit sick of the stereotypical loved-up couple on Valentine's Day vibe? I mean, sure, you feel safe there, but that safety can also make you retreat from other humans. It can lead to us feeling more isolated from each other, which then will hold us back as a species. The Dalai Lama talks about this, about opening yourself up, you know, allowing people to see your truth as you are, in all your glory. How we should be cultivating love for all people, rather than confining it to just one significant other. Give it to as many as you can, and you'll receive it in return. Because there's no limit to our love, and it's not a limited commodity. You can just keep doling it out. It won't get diluted. I mean, if anything, it will make the love stronger, you know?
We are not having an orgy, Phil.
Welcome to Sketching Out!
Episode 13. Unlucky 13.
Unlucky for some, but not you.
The listener, or me.
The listener.
Oh, okay.
Or you. We're going to have a good time.
I hope it's lucky for me, too.
Yes.
Ooh.
Give me some of that luck.
Oh, yeah. Lady Luck.
Lady Luck.
Why is she Lady Luck?
I'm not sure.
I'm sure someone knows.
Is that what that song, Luck Be a Lady Tonight, is about?
Luck be a lady tonight.
Is that about Lady Luck?
I don't know what that's about. To be fair, most lyrics don't really make sense. They just sound good. Or is it poetry?
Yeah. All right. Some make sense.
Some do make sense. Yeah. So Many Girls in Here, Where Do I Begin?
Yeah.
By David Guetta.
Yeah.
I know what he means.
Yeah. He's trying to describe this girl without being disrespectful.
Exactly.
I know what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
Apparently.
His report home to his parents. It's just, David tries hard. But seems to lack ability.
Full points for effort. Yeah, falling down in attainment. Yeah.
He's the most enthusiastic DJ in the class when it comes to lyric writing. But
every now and then he does something disrespectful.
He's not a poet.
No.
He'll never be poet laureate.
No. He's no Jim Morrison.
No. Or Don McLean.
Right. Yeah.
Everyone knows what American Pie.
Yeah. Famously one of the most intelligible songs.
It's about the death of rock.
Yes. And driving to the levee.
Yeah.
In your Chevy.
But it's dry.
It's dry.
It's poetry, Adam.
Yes.
If you can love everyone.
Yeah.
I guess it really depends on your definition of love. Because if someone was to mug you.
Yeah.
What are you... And you do manage to feel love, theoretically, for them. What would that love be based on? What would you kind of feel, or how could you love them if they had done this wrong to you? Would you not kind of be really annoyed?
Yeah, probably. I don't know if you could love someone who mugged you.
I don't know.
If someone
mugged the Dalai Lama, I reckon he would.
Yeah, but he doesn't own anything. He's never going to get mugged. You can't mug him.
He probably owns quite a lot.
Yeah, I mean, people probably give him things like gifts and stuff, but yeah. Which he probably finds hilarious.
He owns his clothing.
Yes.
And his glasses.
Yes.
Someone just comes along and is like, could I have your glasses? And he's like, yeah, of course. And his aide is really annoyed. His optician is raking
it. It's like, Dalai, this is the seventh set this month.
Mr. Lama, please.
Mr. Lama, this is the seventh set of glasses that you've given out this month.
I know. They're not mine. Everything's borrowed.
Well, they...
I love you.
Yeah, they're not...
I love you so much. I just love coming here.
In some ways, they're borrowed, aren't they? But in other ways, someone does actually have to make them. And that person is me, as it turns out. And I see what you're saying about just giving them out to people and everything, but they do come from somewhere.
This is one of the many reasons why I thought it would make more sense to switch to one of the bigger chains, who would happily give me as many glasses as I wanted. But yeah. I decided to come to you, because you famously are the optician who does the opticianing, makes the glasses.
Yes.
And everything, sells the glasses.
And I appreciate your business and everything. It's just that when I said, you know, if you misplaced a pair, you gave a pair away, you have this one on me. I regressively set a precedent. And I had to keep giving you free sets of glasses because I don't really want to offer you.
Oh,
I don't really
want to
take any money from you. Well, I mean,
I don't have money.
I know.
So,
I know. So in a way, you're supporting my
business.
But I
was trying to give you my business.
Yes.
I'm not sure how business works.
No, I know. when you give someone your business, it usually, it's a...
If I had a business, I'd give it to you.
Yeah.
But I don't own a business. I don't own anything.
Yes. But you'll be owning these glasses if I give them to you, won't you?
Are they really mine? Are they not borrowed?
From
I love you.
From who? Who are you? I love you too. Who are you borrowing them from?
You.
And who am I borrowing them from?
The universe.
Right.
The eternal now.
Does it, but, yeah.
Adam.
Yeah.
If that is your real name.
Yeah.
Opti, I like to think of you. Opti the optician.
You can just call me Adam.
Oh. Okay, so, what do you think about what this guy is saying in the sketch? Do you agree or not? All jokes aside.
Yeah, all jokes aside. Okay, all jokes aside, yeah, I see some of the appeals to have an orgy. But the thing is that... Like, I think if I got in there, I wouldn't know what to do. I like the idea of it in some ways, but I just embarrass myself.
So you haven't had, that's one of the questions I had. You haven't had an orgy, have you?
No.
No, okay. Quickly, we'll get back to this.
Yeah.
Is an orgy three people, or does it have to be at least four?
Oh. I guess four or more.
Okay, so.
Because a threesome is not
counted as an orgy. Who would we go to? Who's the world expert on this? Is there an orgy czar?
There's probably someone who calls themselves the
Boris
orgy
Johnson.
Czar. Boris, and it's Boris Johnson.
He keeps introducing himself as the orgy czar. It's like he's also the prime minister. It's like, ah, they're not.
Enough about that.
Yeah, no.
They don't want to hear about that.
So I'm not sure if it's three or four people. It's like, it's all good. Orgies sound fun if you can relax.
Yeah.
You just need to get over your neuroses. You need to love everyone. That's what you need to do.
I imagine that kind of attitude would help a lot in an orgy.
Yeah, I think in, you know, the 70s Buddhist movement, there were probably quite a lot of orgies.
Amongst the Buddhists?
Well, the Buddhists, in inverted commas.
Is that how that's what the Dalai Lama is? Just, like, I mean, how did you lose your glasses? Oh, it wasn't in an orgy. I just gave them away.
The Summer of Love type thing.
The Summer of Love, yes.
As opposed to, yes, monks in Nepal.
Yeah.
Well,
I think they
although,
have... Yeah, I don't know what goes on.
I've never been.
There. No, I've never been to Nepal.
No, I was meant to go to Nepal.
I know you were.
Coronavirus.
Yeah, that seems like a lifetime ago.
I booked four orgies. And I didn't get my money back for any of them. So if there's a day dedicated to love, Valentine's Day, do you think we should dedicate a holiday to hate?
What would that be like? What gifts would you buy people? I'd buy people...
Poo in a box.
Yeah.
Poo in a box.
Oh my God,
we
were thinking very along similar lines.
Be poo in a box co.
Glitter bombs.
Adam Schumann enters the den.
I'm selling hate for money. And I'll tell you what it's about.
I'll buy it.
Shut up. I'll tell you what it's about, you piece of shit. That's right. It's about pieces of shit. You buy shit, any shit. Of any animal and send it in the post. Anonymous.
Any animal?
Any animal.
So how would it work? Is there an app?
There's an app and a website.
Wow.
All you do is go in, type in what shit you want, the person you want to send it to, and their address.
What type of shit could I get?
You can get cow shit, dog shit, lemur shit, Siberian cat shit, human shit.
Human shit.
Human shit. It's the worst smelling.
Can I get human shit with glitter?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. They won't know. We're not going to tell anyone if you're not. Everyone wins.
I like it.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
I don't care how much you want. I'll give it you.
All right.
I don't need any percent. I just want to see you do well.
That's very kind. Which makes me wonder if I'm in the right business. My God. I'm feeling something come over me. It's... What is this feeling?
It's unlimited.
It just keeps on coming. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about this poo business. I'm not sure about these. This is what have we sent people? Oh no, it's back. No, yeah. I just remembered.
Still on board?
I'm hating. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Next up on Sketching Out, it's sketch two, which is called Doctor.
Morning, Mr. Danvers.
Oh, good morning, Doctor.
Sorry to wake you, but I'm afraid we have to take another blood test.
Oh, God, another one? pretty soon I'm not going to have
any blood left. Yes, that's a wonderful joke, Mr. Danvers. Did you think of that one yourself? Yes, it's charming.
Well, I...
Yes, a charming joke, Mr. Danvers. Now, about your blood pressure medication, we're thinking it might be best to add something on top, as it's still giving you a bit of bother.
Okay, I mean, another pill. Bloody hell. Pretty soon I'll be...
to rattle. Oh, yes, that's a charming quip, Mr. Danvers. Is that yours? Do you mind if I write it down? I haven't heard it. Yes. Now, you're not allergic to anything, are you, Mr. Danvers?
Well, no.
Only hospitals! Oh, you wicked thing, Mr. Danvers. You'll have me in stitches. Now, as you know, you'll be having the operation this afternoon. And if you have any questions, please do fire away.
Oh, well, thank you. So after the operation, will I still be able... Oh, to play...
To play, Mr. Danvers.
The piano.
Well, Mr. Danvers, the operation is likely to affect many of the things you used to do. And after the double amputation you're about to have, I suspect you might have some difficulty playing some of the keys.
I'm sorry, double what?
Jesting, Mr. Danvers, jesting! That's not why you can't play the piano, no. The reason you won't be able to play the piano is because your wife tells me she's having it tuned as a welcome home present.
Oh. Oh, well, that's lovely.
Yes. But if it weren't being tuned, you're quite right. The double amputation would probably stop you.
So I had my tonsils out in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the hospital, in the bed, waiting to go down... And they eventually came over to me and took me downstairs to have the operation.
Mm-hmm.
So I lay down on the bed and the anaesthetist was there. And he was about to put a cannula in my arm.
Mm-hmm.
And just before he did, he said to me, so you're here to get your tongue untied, are you? And I thought he was making a joke.
Oh, my God.
And I said, no. I'm not going to go along with the joke.
Yeah,
like, no,
that
I'm
was
not.
Good. Yeah, good.
And he was like, oh, what are you here for? I was like, I'm getting my tonsils out. And he was like, what? And then just looked at the notes and just furiously marched off. And then I had to be escorted back to my bed by the nurse.
Wow.
I know, they got the wrong patient. Most Ooh. People who get their tongues untied are small children. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Luckily, I didn't go along with the joke. Because if I'd
Imagine
gone along with
had.
The joke,
yeah.
I would have...
Imagine if you just been like, well, I really want this guy to like me.
Yeah.
It's like, I get my tongue untied.
And then I'm just in the operating theater and they say, this guy doesn't have a tied tongue. It's like, well, then we'll tie it.
Cut it anyway. We'll tie it up. See him in 6 weeks for the untying.
Tie that. Yes, exactly. Very painful getting your tonsils out as an adult.
Yeah, I remember you eating a lot of ice cream.
No.
Yeah. You were always at the ice cream.
I'm not a cartoon or in any... kids story. They said
I'm certain you ate ice cream.
I probably had some ice
tonsillitis.
Cream.
Yeah, because I might have even bought you some once.
They did say, well, right, you remember me having lots of ice cream because you kept buying me ice cream and I kept telling you I didn't want it.
Yeah, yeah, or something.
But no, I said to them after the operation, I said, first of all, it was quite rude of you not to put me to sleep for that operation. I said, do I eat ice cream and things like that? And they said, oh no, just eat normally. So I did, and I ate some crisps. Don't eat crisps.
Well, crisps are pretty sharp. I mean, I can understand you sort of being like, okay, I don't only need to eat ice cream. It's like, but you went in at the deep end, I think, with some salty...
I was like, so I can keep eating knives?
I'm actually a sword swallower at the circus.
Yes.
It's like, they come in to have their tonsils out, and they're just like, hi, I'm here to see the doctor about having my tonsils removed.
Yes, hello, I'm the doctor who removes tonsils.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Oh, excuse me, just...
Oh, big tonsils.
No, it's not that. It's just... Oh, look. Oh, it's one.
What is that?
It's a sword.
Wow.
It's a sword. Let me just put it that way. Holy. No, I'm a sword swallower for the circus.
I thought I recognized you.
Yes. Hello.
Yes. Hello. We were at the circus not too long ago.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Ah, yes. You might
My
have
wife
seen
kept making jokes about how I help people sword swallow because I use a scalpel on people's throats.
Yes. Of course.
Yes.
We're
not as big
so
as a sword
alike.
You swallowed, sir.
Oh, well. But, I've been doing it for a very long time.
Well, yeah. I mean, I put my hat off to you. I actually have a lot of questions that, from an academic point of view, that would be quite interesting as a throat surgeon. However... What can I do for you today?
Basically, I want my tonsils out.
Okay, and why would you like your tonsils out?
Well, the thing is that they're just really... I mean, my livelihood is based around having as open and big a gullet as possible. Mm. And at the moment, they're just taking up, they're kind of infringing on that space.
Okay.
Because I swallow swords.
Okay.
The bigger the
Let
sword
me have a look. They are.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
How's it looking good?
Okay, so they are quite big. I think you could fit in maybe even double the width of the swords that you're getting in now if we take those out, you know. However,
double.
There's a risk of a side effect happening. Basically, if I take your tonsils out, your throat can fall down a bit so that it may be that the hole that the swords go down is actually smaller as a result of the surgery.
Oh my God. What are the odds?
Quite high.
Quite high. And what's the odds of it not happening? Can I have some numbers? The thing is,
I'm a throat surgeon, not a mathematician, sir.
That seems like a fair enough answer.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just that I'm very excited at the prospect of being able to swallow swords of double the width. Because...
you double the pay, I imagine.
Well, maybe even triple, to be honest, because I don't mean to brag, but I'm actually the second best sword swallower in the UK.
Who's the first?
It's... Double width sword swallowing Tim.
Double width sword swallowing Tim.
He swallows double the width of the swords that I swallow.
Of course. My daughter has a poster of him on her wall.
Yeah, I bet
at
she
home.
Does. Yeah.
Is
yeah.
he the one he transitioned into pop music as well?
Yeah, I mean, he's ridiculous. He's not got any talent in. Don't get me wrong, his sword swallowing is impressive, but you know how it is. They make you into a celebrity. If you're the best
Being
sword
able
swallower
to,
now, yeah. you become a superstar. Everyone knows that. And it's like, they're like, oh, try producing, try music. And it's a farce.
Well, no one.
It's a farce.
Okay. Look, I actually know the guy who did his surgery. He was a friend from medical school. He's also my rival.
I see.
If I can
Sounds
make
like you...
Sounds
like you and I can help each other out.
If I can make you swallow bigger swords than double-width sword-swallowing Tim, would you pay me lots of money?
Yeah, I mean, as in, could you give me some numbers on that?
On what?
On the money, what kind of...
I'm not a mathematician, I've already told you this.
You
I just want
that.
Money.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you money.
There are two things in life that I love, and it's throats and money.
I see. Do you think that's why you became a throat surgeon?
For the money, yeah.
And the throats?
That was actually a coincidence.
Well, lucky. It
Very lucky coincidence. I have the best job in the world.
Oh, I don't know. I beg to differ.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
Yeah. Really? I mean, but isn't this like just look at us? We're just a couple of guys who love their job. You know, it doesn't happen enough.
We're so fortunate. Okay.
Have a sword.
Could I have one of your swords?
Have one. I like you. You're a nice guy.
Could you? If I teach you basic throat surgery, would you be interested in?
You will teach me, and yeah. I will teach you.
We'll share the knowledge. Okay, you go first.
All right.
Give it to me. Give me the biggest you've got.
Oh.
Throw me in the deep end.
You want to run to the finish line, my friend.
No, sword swallowing.
You got to crawl before you run.
Throw me in the deep end. That's how I learned throat surgery, and it's how I want to learn sword swallowing. Come on, give it to me.
Mr. Surgeon.
It's Dr. Surgeon.
Dr. Surgeon.
No, sorry, you were right.
Mr. Surgeon. Sword swallowing might seem like a joke to you.
It's not a joke.
It might seem like a skill you could just learn overnight, but you may not have realized, you may not have noticed you were doing this, Mr. Surgeon, but you have unwittingly offended me. I have dedicated many years to the art of sword swallowing, and the notion of you learning it in a single moment is nothing short of ludicrous. And if there's one thing we hate at the circus, it's ludicrousness.
Ludicrosity.
It's ludicrosity.
I understand. I apologize for offending you and your people.
That's all right.
Is there any way that we could still figure this out? I'd still be very interested in swallowing at least a small sword. Do it, you
Mr.
coward.
Mr. Surgeon, you
do
are
it.
Too, you're too
it.
Young. You're
I'll
too,
do
you
it
don't
myself.
Know what you're doing.
I'll do it myself.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Let go of that.
See, that was easy.
All right. Teach me some throat surgery and I'll fix you up. That was fun. But let's get serious. The next sketch is called Hotel.
And this is the finest room in our hotel, sir.
Oh gosh, this is just lovely.
Complimentary minibar, queen bed, anything you need, just let us know. We live to serve.
Thanks so much.
And the bathroom is just in here. Oh, sorry, are we not done, officer?
Not yet. Hello there.
Hello. Sorry to ask, but are those chalk outlines?
Jacuzzi bar?
It's masking tape, actually.
Walk-in shower?
Human-shaped masking tape outline?
Heated towel rail?
Two of them, yes.
All the toiletries are, of course, complimentary.
And is that some kind of dog out on?
Underfloor heating?
Werewolf, actually.
Take your shoes off and have a feel, sir.
Listen, Reginald, I'm so sorry to be a pain, but would it be possible to get a room without outlines on the floor?
Unfortunately, sir, we are fully booked this evening, but this room is just perfect. All the rooms have those outlines, and it's just part of our aesthetic.
Can I see?
No.
But they're putting police tape across the front door.
Sir, at this hotel, we take Do Not Disturb very seriously.
Hotel, Holiday Inn, we at the hotel, Holiday Inn.
What is that song about?
They're at the
other
hotel.
Other than where they are. Are they saying, come to where we are?
Is that the song where it's like, forget about your boyfriend and meet me at the hotel room?
No.
I'm
not sure. Sorry,
forget
for a minute I thought
about
you...
your boyfriend and meet me at the hotel.
Oh yeah, I think it is we that, got sorry. The
so I think the song is about her forgetting about her boyfriend to meet
like she just she forgot about
room.
She was gonna they had this whole life together and it's not and she's forgotten.
That's what he is demanding,
that she erase her memories.
She erased the memories of her boyfriend through a painful neurological procedure and then proceeds to meet him at the hotel room.
There's so much
where
subtext.
She will then continue her post-op recovery.
There's so much subtext in good lyrics. It's like what you were saying before about how lyrics don't really make sense, but sometimes they really make sense.
They do. They have a deep meaning.
Mm.
Would she ever be able to get those memories back?
Would she be able to make it to the hotel after having brain surgery? What if they accidentally knock out her spatial stuff, which actually is not unlinked to the part of the brain for memory?
Maybe she's recovering post-operatively, but the hospital really needs the beds because there's a huge influx of people who want to forget about their boyfriends to meet people at hotel rooms. And
right.
Then they have to send her to a hotel to recover.
Yeah, because she's taking up bed space in the
hospital. Yeah, there's not enough room.
I'll tell you where there's beds. That hotel motel. Yeah. Holiday Inn.
Exactly. Once the hotel gets full, they'll start filling the motel with patients. What do the star ratings on hotels mean? If something's 5 stars, what does it have that a 4-star hotel doesn't have? One star.
At least 1 star.
Yeah, apart from 1 star. Hey Siri, what's the difference between a 4-star hotel and a 5-star hotel?
There are many differences. Here are the differences. 5-star hotels have bigger gyms than 4-star hotels. 5-star hotels have bigger swimming pools than 5-star hotels. Find swimming pools inside and outside. And spa. 5-star hotels have spa and pets. Pets are not found in 4-star hotels. There are pets. There are 10 more reasons. Would you like to hear more reasons?
Give me 5 more reasons.
Okay, here's 5 more reasons. Another reason is because the bricks are made of higher quality brick, which makes the room more ambient in temperature, is more seen in 5-star hotel than 4-star hotel. And in 5-star hotel, televisions are flatter and wider than in 4-star hotel. You can get bigger television screens in 5-star hotel instead of 4-star. Would you like to hear 25 more reasons?
No. Finish the 5.
Reason number 3 of the 5. There, in 5-star hotels, you have more cutlery at the dinner table. In 5-star hotels, you will have fish knife as well as regular knife, as well as bread knife, as well as cutting knife, as well as carving knife, as well as cup, as well as goblet, as glass, as wine glass. Is not found in 4-star hotels, only 5-star hotels.
And the final 2?
Reason number 4 of 5 more reasons why 5-star hotels have the 4-star hotels do not have is 5-star hotels will have more fruit in bowls in rooms than in 4-star hotels. You will have fruit like banana and apple and orange and dragon fruit and other fruits and berries and squash. Not found in 4-star hotel, only 5-star hotel. And the last reason that 5-star hotels are different from 4-star hotels is balcony is wider and higher railings, so less likely to fall and die in 5-star hotel.
All right, thanks, Siri.
That's okay. I'm going to go rest now.
Nice. What an assist from me, though. If you were to open a hotel,
yes,
I come to you and I say, Adam, I won the lottery. Now, I'm going to give you money to set up a hotel.
I've always wanted to set up a hotel.
Excellent. Here's enough money to set up a hotel.
Wow. Thank you.
Here's a blank check.
Okay.
Off you go. I'd actually like to be involved in this project too.
You would?
Yes, as in I'd like to oversee it.
You can oversee it, but I get
creatively,
final cut. I won't do it unless...
It's yours.
It's mine, creatively.
It's yours. I'm hands off.
Okay.
Think of me an observer. Think of me as a fly on the wall. Although I hope this hotel will not have flies on the walls.
Why can't you just be... Could you not come and have a look as a fly at the end when I've finished it? I mean, what exactly? Why do you need to be there in the interim? You don't want to just see the finished product.
You know what?
If I get creative control.
I'll go and turn myself into a fly using all the money that I have gained through the lottery.
Okay.
And I will come back and be a fly on the wall.
Okay.
All right. I'll see you soon.
Okay. So,
Hey.
Oh, hey. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for joining us. Everyone, this is Phil. He gave us the money to build this hotel. He's just an observer. As you'll see, he's a fly on the wall. He's just here to watch.
Pretend I'm not here.
Pretend he's not here. Everyone just be yourselves. So, any questions before we get started? Yeah, no, he turned himself into a fly. He won the lottery. A lot. I don't know how much. Yeah. Okay. Everyone, we're going to have this hotel in Sydney. There is a dire shortage of hotels in Sydney, as you know, and we're going to build the biggest hotel.
How tall will this hotel be?
It's going to be the height of 3 Sydney Opera Houses, and we've got a spot just in front of the Sydney Opera House. It's in the river, and it's going to be called River Hotel. Thank you.
I love it.
Yeah, thank you, Phil.
How big will the pool be?
Well, we were thinking it'll...
Will it be 4-star or 5-star?
Phil, can I have a word?
How big are the fruit... Yeah. Phil, should we go...
Have you thought about... because when you said a fly on the wall is obviously, it's a great expression. But in practice, I'm wondering if it's just one of those platitudes that doesn't really translate, because a fly on the wall is actually quite disturbing. What I was thinking, maybe you might be interested in turning into being a spider on the wall.
Am I disturbing you?
I don't think you're doing it deliberately. I think it's just when you're buzzing. No, it's okay. When you're buzzing, because you have wings now, when you're buzzing,
I'm just so interested in everything that shines around.
Could
here.
You be interested quietly?
I don't know if I can. It's more of the...
As a fly, maybe
but it's
not.
The mechanisms of my wings that make the sound. There's not much I can do about it.
You were also asking quite a few questions.
I am quite inquisitive. That I thought that would go away when I turned myself into a fly.
But it stayed, eh?
But listen, I'm sorry. This is only the third prototype.
Do you think you'll stay? Are you going to go back to being human at any point? I guess if you're happy as
I don't know. It's just I'm very much someone who, once I've come up with an idea for something, I want to see it through. I don't really look too far ahead, because otherwise I won't do things.
Right.
Like turn myself into a fly. But
do you live less now that you're a fly?
I don't know. I'm learning this as you know as much as I do.
Didn't ask any questions when they turned you into a fly?
I didn't even speak to the scientists. I emailed someone with the specifications of what I needed, and then they just sent me it in the post. And then I did it this morning, actually. And here I am.
Oh, wow. Out so quickly. Okay.
I'm just really excited about this hotel, though. Tell me more about it. So 3 Sydney Opera Houses.
Yes, 3 Sydney Opera Houses in height.
Right.
But it's 3 squared Sydney Opera Houses in area.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. This is going to cost me a pretty penny.
Wow.
I did spend a lot of money on the fly...
Yes.
...thing.
What are you saying, Phil? You said that I could
have
as
much planning have you done for the hotel?
I've done a lot. We've put in a lot of hours. There's a lot of people
hired. Have you spent any money, any capital gone into it yet?
Well, there's a lot of contracts that have been signed. There's a lot of
contracts.
Money
theoretically, though, nothing's actually... There's no bricks in the river, though, yet, right?
Well, no. But...
You know what? Let's put a pause on it for now. I'm not... It will happen.
I don't believe this.
just stall on the contracts.
Phil, this is my dream. This is my dream to build a hotel three times the height of the Sydney Opera Houses. I told you this and you said I could have this blank check. You said,
you're right.
Adam,
no,
if I ever
right.
win the lottery.
You're right.
And then you won and I was so happy.
I'm sorry. No, look. I do want to work this out. We'll work this out now. Do you mind? It's quite stuffy in here. Could you just open that window for me quickly? I just want to get some air. It's like, oof, it's hot. Do you feel hot? Everyone, is
yeah,
everyone
sure,
hot
buddy.
In here?
I'll open the window for you.
Great, thanks.
If you Let me just open it. I'm just going to just picking up this book. I'm just gonna read it. Heading out the window, are you, buddy? Out the window.
Yeah, if you just open the window. If you just open the window. Ah! Okay, enough. End. Finished. Every story needs an end, and this podcast is no different.
Mm-hmm.
So let's...
let's send it.
Adam finally gets the orgy he wanted. Phil finally gets the...
reasons why five-star hotels are better than four-star hotels.
Every day's a school day.
Every day is a school day.
We've all learned something today. It's been great to share it with you. And if you'd like to keep sharing it with us, please go on Apple Podcasts and give us a rating. Follow us on Spotify and follow us on social media, which you can find at coldplatescomedy.com.
But at the end of the day, have fun.
Just have fun with it.
Have fun on us.
Enjoy life.
We want you to have fun.
Tell someone you love them that you haven't told in a while.
Ah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's your homework.
All right.
And we'll see you next week. Well, you better have your bloody homework. Write it in your homework diary.